Can I ask you a question? Who here, just raise your hand, wants to go to heaven? So everybody wants to go to heaven, right? And don't worry, there's a lot of rooms there. The question now is how to get to heaven. How to get to heaven. And that's the challenge that we ought to make. And today's challenge is, Jesus said, hate your mother and father. Hate your wife and children. Hate your brothers and sisters. The last time, if you remember, Christ even told when he was with his apostles, and his mother came, and his apostles also came, and he said, "Hey, your mother and father, your mother and brothers are here." And he said to them, "Who is my mother? Who is my brother?" So, what does really Christ meant by hating? Okay, hating is not the same word that used to be being used today. Hating before means it's not like disrespecting, you know, one another. But hating is the word that they choose or they use for what they call a lesser priority. Let's just say that. So because Christ said, if you want to be my disciple, I need to be your first priority. For example, like for instance, our children, okay, like to go to a basketball game or a soccer, but it's Sunday. What do you do? What do you do? So what is really our priority in life? Is it God? Is it our family? He is not saying that we make our family not a priority. He's not saying that. What he's just saying is for you and everyone to pull themselves to him. To draw your loved ones to him. And this was one example of when he told us the story of for instance the king, right? The king has his authority and power. He can do anything, right? He can do anything, all his possession. But again, the way we kind of like must hold it, it's just like it becomes a selfish possession when our intention is not good, right? It becomes egoistic when we have held this power, this authority in our hand, just thinking of ourselves, okay? And just thinking of, you know, oneself, probably, I can say, own gratitude, right? Unlike for giving you an example, our saints, right? Like, for example, Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa gave her life to Jesus by serving the poor. Does she have a family? Yes, she did. But she did. She did what she wants to do, serving other people. St. Francis of Assisi, he was a wealthy man. He belongs to a wealthy family. But he let it go. He let it go, all this family treasures, inheritance, and drop it and serve God. Same thing as St. Ignatius of Loyola. he was a kind of like a royalty belongs to a royalty family. But again, it's kind of like putting into Christ's word, he hates them. He hates, I mean, put a lesser priority to the wealth of the family. And so us, we, the same thing, us brothers and sisters, we are also to kind of like, remember he said, we need to let go of all our possession for us to become his disciple. And possession is not just material things. Possessions is authority, power, anything that has a selfish intentions. And so, my brothers and sisters, this is the challenge for us today. If we want to go to heaven, we need to become a saint here on earth. We need to become a saint here on earth. And how do we be a saint? We need to go, and what he said, carry our own cross. We need to let go of our possession to be his disciple. And like Saint Paul, he said, prisoner for Christ. Prisoner for Christ. Saint Paul has everything also. But upon his conversion, he gave it all. He submitted his will to God. He submitted his own self and totally surrendered to Jesus. And so must we, my brothers and sisters. If we want really to be a real disciple of Christ, then we need to follow his will. And so I ask you again, who wants to go to heaven? Please raise your hands. And so we need to follow his will.